authoritarian control. And the organization that she affiliated herself with is part of that. You will behave the way we want you to do in the Trump administration, or we will find ways to punish you. We'll find ways to take away money, to shut down your nonprofit organization on a whim, a mere accusation with no proof. And remember that under the U.S. Supreme Court's immunity decision, anything Donald Trump does in his official capacity is beyond review by anyone anywhere. The Supreme Court majority has effectively set up a dictatorship for Trump. The question is, does he have the competence to execute it? No. Does he have people around him who are competent to execute it? Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us, David K. Johnston, Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter, co-founder of DC Report. Author of 3 books on Trump, including The Big Cheat, How Donald Trump Fleeced America and Enriched Himself and His Family. I want to say thank you so much to our local crew here in Baku, Azerbaijan, Dave Pentlow, Julian Jones, David Yakalucci, Tobin Shackelford, Callum Skipworth, and Rufana Kamalova. A very happy birthday to Alexa Nemchik. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermin Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warrenoff, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamarie Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Masood, Hannah Elias, Sonji Lopez. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, Dennis McCormick. To see all of our coverage from COP29, go to democracynow.org and all the social media platforms. We're right there. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Good afternoon, Winnipeg. This is your host, Ife Oluwa, on Evergreen Perspective.
And your co-host, Oluwa Tosin, on Evergreen Perspective, 101.5 UMFM Radio.
Thank you. And joining us today for this beautiful Friday afternoon is
Marvelous, a.k.a. Frankel No Pimple.
Hey.
Hello, guys. My name is Victory.
Hi, guys. My name is Lashie.
Thank you, guys, for joining us. So it's been an eventful week for everybody. This is the first week after Reading Week, and so much has happened. On Monday, I think Monday was pretty normal for everybody.
It wasn't for me. My class got cancelled, so I wasn't in school on Monday.
Oh, that's extra good. Holiday. That's good. And then on Tuesday, everybody got this amber alert. Victory, I want to know, what was your state of mind when you got that?
I'm still recovering from what happened. So I received the amber alert literally when I was on the bus to school. I was already on campus, and I was like, I don't know. I thought it was just one of those, alerts you get on a regular day, right? And then when I tried getting into my building, I noticed there were a lot of cop cars, and then there was the caution tapes around. I was like, what's happening? it's just that serious. And then the whole building was closed, and at that time we didn't receive email from our prof that our class was canceled. So I was like, I still need to get to class. But then I think for me the most traumatic part was the description that was written on the amber alert. So it said the individual was black with a black clothing, right? And it's so funny, of all days, that day in particular, I put on all black. So I had black jacket, black pants, black shoes, and I'm black. So I was like, damn, I fit this description so perfectly. So and also when I was on the bus, I noticed everyone was just keeping a safe distance from me. So I was really scared a bit. But I'm just happy that everything was resolved at the end of the day. I was able to have my class for my morning class, but my other classes for the rest of the day was cancelled. So,
Anyway.
But it was traumatic, I would say.
But I mean, you got to go home early.
Yeah, safely. Yeah, and safely. I had a good nap.
Thank God.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, it was same for me. I had a midterm that Tuesday, and blessing in the disguise, I was prepared for the midterm, yes, but maybe not very well prepared. So the midterm got cancelled, and then we have it's next week now, so more time to study and go into the midterm with so much confidence that okay, I had so much time to study for this thing. Yeah.
Sorry, just to add to that, I just feel bad because we had the same midterm, but I know some people that had to study and all that, but now they've forgotten everything they read, so they have to restudy. it's a blessing in disguise.
That's good. Okay, so today's topic, we're talking about friendships, and I'm curious. I want to know, do you find friendship easy? Do you find it hard? Or this is something you've actually never thought about before? Because to be honest, I can tell you, if you asked me this question many years ago, I've never thought about, is making friends easy or is it hard? But now that I'm an adult is a question that I ponder in my mind over and over, if it's easy or if it's hard. So I want to know, do you guys find friendship easy, hard, or let me know. So, Marvelous, do you want to share?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Friendships for me are hard and easy in the sense that, honestly, it depends on my mood in order for me to be friends with you, because most of the time I'm just very quiet, reserved. Then I'll observe you. It's like, okay. Over time, as I get to know you, I'm like, oh yeah, you're actually a very chill person. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I'm a bit judgmental at first. I'm like, oh, okay. You walk like that. Interesting. Wow. Good for you. But yeah, I'd say it's both difficult and hard to make friends.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna agree with Marvelous on that. But for me, I was just adding sometimes people tend to mix up the difference between friend and acquaintance. So it took me a while to realize the difference. So I remember back home, everyone, when you see someone every day, you just consider the person your friend, right? Or if you see them one or two times, oh, this is my friend, this and that. We use that word loosely, right? Mm-hmm. But then I think in this part of the world, because I'm an international student, so I was able to differentiate those terms. So for those that don't know, an acquaintance is someone or are people you know, but are more casually, around, right? So your classmate, your coworkers, your neighbors. But friends are those you share deeper connections with, trust or emotional support, right? So to me, I'm able to differentiate both. So if you're saying making friends, is it hard? I would say yes. It's from my own perspective, I find it hard because I just don't make friends with everyone. You can be my acquaintance, but that doesn't mean you're my friend. Because I know what I want, and I know the people that need to be around me to get to that, that makes sense. So to me, I feel like having a friend or making someone your friend, you should also consider what the person, what value does this person bring to you on a more personal level, rather than, oh, I just like your vibe and then you're my friend. That
yeah.
kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, and on acquaintance, back home, I knew who my acquaintances were, and I knew who my friends were. I used to call my acquaintances my hello and bye-bye friends, because when I see them, I just say hello, and when I'm leaving, I'm bye-bye. We don't have, deep talks. Mm-hmm. Even sometimes we do have deep talks, but I still, we don't connect. We don't see each other as friends. Mm-hmm. And in this place, now in Canada, new life, new everything, coming in as an adult, partially an adult, it's more difficult. I remember back home, I wouldn't even think about, what do I say? How do I start a conversation with this person sitting beside me? But now I'm what do I say? What topic do we talk about? What's something interesting we have to talk about? And now, for some people, in my class, and we're we're good, we're talking, we have good connection. I always ask myself, is it because we're in the same class and that's why we have good connections? If we're no longer in the same class, are we still friends or are we actually acquaintances? That's just it for me.
That's good. That's good. As for me, friendships, I'd say, okay, coming here now, friendships, I would say my friendships now, they're, I think, what I prayed for, actually. Because back home, especially in my last year, friendships there were not it at all. I saw a lot. But then, when I came here, I didn't have any friend here for, about a month. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone I've met after then, like, they've been what I wish for, what I pray for. They're people that show up for me, and mm-hmm. I always appreciate them for that, like, every step of the way.
Yeah.
Friendship for me, if answering the question if it's easy or hard, I'd say it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was here for 1 month with no friends. So, mm-hmm. like, I'm the type of person that I won't walk up to you to say hello. And mm-hmm. that's not because I'm proud. I don't have the guts to just, like, I don't know what I'm going to say. Like, I'm meeting you for the first time. I cannot just say, oh, hi, my name is Lasha. It's not as easy as when we're younger that we'll just be like, oh, you
want
to exactly, stuff like that. So for me to be friends with someone, I'll say we have to meet in a kind of way. I don't know. It has to be in a particular setting where by coincidence, probably we'll just start talking. And then from there, we'll take it off. Like, a friend of mine, I met her in church. The way we even started talking was just like a funny way. It's just like, oh, this church service, so that I'm feeling sleepy, stuff like that. That's how we start talking. Mm. And then from there, you don't know, it got to a deeper level and stuff like that. You get to know the person on a deeper level and you see that, oh, we can progress with this friendship. And till today, she's still my friend. And those that I have in my company right now, they're everything I want.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Like, what I got from what you just talked about, I think personality plays a massive role in actually placing if making friends is easy or making friends is mm-hmm. hard. So, like, your personality would also determine that. But then, like, it just amazes me because I think we probably all have, like, this common experience. When you're younger, truly, you actually don't introduce yourself to any before you can start talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the way you grow older, it's like, I think when I started talking to you, Victory, no more. I did say, hi, my name is this. Yeah. Even Marvelous, I didn't. But there are some people that you need to tell them your name first. I'm like, oh, hi, I'm this. And then, you know, you guys start talking. I feel like for some people, it works out well that they actually become friends. But then I feel like doing that sometimes it's like, oh, this is like my acquaintance, you know, because you don't have a common thing, or let's say fun, not necessarily funny, like common experience that brings both of you together, and then you can like refer back to eventually. And for what Tosin had mentioned about being in a class with seeing a person in class constantly over time and then maybe seeing them in the hallway actually doesn't necessarily make you friends, because to be honest, like, you can have the same class with this person every single day, and I'm telling you, the next semester you see them in the hallway, they just look away like, I did not see you. That thing, it's so somehow, because in my head I'm like, at least acknowledge. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to say hello. Like, I'm not asking you to be my friend or anything, but at least, like, we've been through something together. So let's acknowledge each other's presence, basically. Yeah. And if I say hi to you, say hi. Like, if you see me looking at you and I'm about to say hello, don't look away, please. Don't look away. So it's, but again, Victory, acquaintance and friend, there's a fine line between the two.
Yeah.
It's like, but you guys are my friends.
Yeah, but I think sometimes, like you said, Lashe, making friends is hard. But the thing is, some people don't realize that you can always build up friendship from someone that wants your acquaintance, right? Because like, that's how it starts. Most times, people don't just make up friends like on the street. You just don't walk to some people on the street and just be like, hey, you're my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
So sometimes if you meet the person in class, like you mentioned, Tosin, usually if you guys have subsequent classes during the same semester or like maybe after that, it's always something you can just walk up to a person. Oh, like I do that sometimes, that, oh, have you done your assignments? Can we exchange social media info or something like that? And then from there, you keep communicating, and with that, you can just gradually make the person a friend,
right?
And I know there's still like a topic about friend and also best friend. I don't know about that. I think that's something for another day. But like, to me, yeah, I think it's something you can always build up, because if someone's your acquaintance, doesn't mean that person is just your, like, it can, that relationship can always build up to become something more than that. Yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense. Like, comparison between friend and best. Like you said, the topic for another day.
Yeah.
Wait, but Victor, I have a question though.
Yeah.
When you're trying to transition from like acquaintance to friend, at what point should you stop forcing the friendship if they don't want you?
I think that's a good question.
Like I said, personally, I view friends or friendship as something that has to be beneficial to me as a person. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you. I'm worried about me. So that's why I also believe in quality over quantity. So I know some people like, they brag that, oh, I have a lot of friends. I have like 50, 60. I'm like, okay, I'm fine with my 10 friends. As long as they bring the quality I want, like they bring the, they help drive the goal I want to bring.
Mm-hmm.
to the environment, to the society. So I think if let's say you want to be friends with someone, the person is just giving that vibe that I just like hanging around you, but like I don't want you to be my friend, that kind of thing. It's fine, you can just make that person an acquaintance and move to someone else.
Is anyone that blunt?
Some people are very blunt. Yeah.
Like there are some friends that you text and it takes forever to, or they claim to be your friend. It mm-hmm. takes forever for them to respond to your text. You look at them sideways. You'd be like, I don't think you're really considering this friendship.
Body language also tells too.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like if you're talking to them in person and you're like really hyped and they're just giving like some type of vibe, it's like a negative vibe.
Yeah.
Like you start
especially if it's
it.
Constant, like every
especially
time.
If it's constant, yeah. Exactly. At that point, you tell yourself, I think I need to take a break from this person. This person mm-hmm. doesn't want to hang
especially
around me.
Especially if you see the person right there talking to another person and, when love comes to you, it's just like
because people don't want, or sometimes people don't acknowledge the responsibilities that comes with being a friend, because mm-hmm. you're not just a friend to see the person and be like, how are you and all that. It also comes with the emotional support that comes with that, because there are some friends that just, I know I'm guilty of this, I won't lie, but there are some friends that like just randomly check up on you and be like, oh, how are you doing? Like the incident you mentioned on Tuesday, I had a lot of friends that texted me like, oh, are you okay? Because they know I had classes that day, right? Mm-hmm. But then there are some that like, they don't really care. They just text you maybe when they need something or when they want mm-hmm. to hang out around you. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you can just feel the vibe mm-hmm. between yourself and you be like, okay, I think this person can just be, and it's what they also call situationship, where where one person feels like they're your friend, but mm-hmm. to you they're not, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Is that like the two-way relationship is not balanced? Yeah, mm-hmm. something like that.
That's good. And something I always think about, especially as adults now, adults, I in my opinion, I think that adults find it really, really hard to make friends. And for two main reasons, like not everyone, you don't want to be vulnerable, you know? Like, mm-hmm. you don't want to be vulnerable, and also lack of trust.
Yeah.
It takes a lot, especially a stranger. Yeah. It takes a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like moving from a different
from
country
just
to
talking randomly.
Exactly. You know, like, I can just talk. I can talk to you about school. I can talk to you about, like, a sport or something. Mm-hmm. But then telling you the deep stuff about myself, it's going to take a while. And, again, the way people view other people as well, like, if I tell you a deep stuff about myself, do I trust you enough to actually keep it between both of us and actually have you support me through whatever phase it is I'm going through? So, I think that's actually one of the reasons that adults find it difficult to make friends.
Another thing, I think that friendships, like, a quality that every friendship should have is, like, every conversation you guys should be easy. Like, you should be able to talk for hours. I don't know.
Freely,
I feel like every of my friendship, like, I can keep on talking to you for hours. Like, I don't have to be forcing anything. We can talk about, like, random stuff. But if it's, like, that's how I think that's how I know whether, our friendship is going to progress or no.
True.
If I'm able to talk to you for long hours, if I'm able to just, like, flow with you on anything, like, we're just flowing naturally like that. Uh-huh. If we're able to just, like, flow naturally just that way, I feel like, there's a way we'll get to a deeper connection. But if I'm talking to you and, like, I'm thinking of what to ask you, I'm thinking of, like, how to keep the conversation going, I know that the friendship is not going anywhere.
Right. And like Lachette mentioned earlier, like, when you were kids, you just walk up to this random child, I'm like, oh, do you want to play this with me? Or, oh, what's your name? And you just, like, you don't think about, like, what type of person is this person I'm talking to?
Yeah.
Like, as an adult now, I observe a lot. Before I approach someone, before I even consider the person as an acquaintance, I observe a lot. And my observation can take a very, very long time. I'm like, this person is like this. When they're talking to, like, certain people, they're like this. This person is of this character. And sometimes it's the dressing, you know?
Mm.
Like, you dress the way you want to be addressed. So it's the dressing sometimes. So I'm like, so that also has impacted, like, my friendship with people, like, making friends with people.
But I just think, like, going back to what Lasha said about, like, you being able to talk to them for hours, because I have certain friends that you're not my gist buddy. I don't need you to talk to me for hours. Like, when we talk, it's strictly business. I know that, okay, if I call this person, we're talking about self-development. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, okay, after we're done school, it's what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. So I think as we get older, in order to save yourself from heartbreak, learn to come. is it compartmentalize? Is that the
word?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, just learn to like compartmentalize your friendships. Like, okay, this person is here for self-development. Mm. This person is my gist buddy. This is my best friend. Because too, you can't, unpopular opinion, but it's not every single friendship that you need to be vulnerable or that you guys need to go deep.
True.
It's not.
I agree.
True.
No.
Because
to me now, so some of my current friends, there are some of them that I could talk to about like deep matters. Like, oh, even if I don't even want to talk about that thing that is bothering me, like if we're on a video call somewhere along the line, I'll be forced to spill it. It's just like a natural, it's just the way you say you have a relationship with your mom and you can't tell her anything. You have this kind of relationship with your friend where, oh, if we're just even talking about something random, you just be like, oh, I didn't want to say this thing, but oh, this is what's going on, stuff like that. But there are some certain friends that you'll not be able to share because it's like maybe you've tried it before and you didn't really feel better like from that situation after telling them. But there's this my certain friend that, oh, I can always tell something, I can always trust her that she's going to keep it, I can always trust that she'll help.
True.
Yeah, I love what you said about maintaining different types of relationship or friendship with depending on your needs. So because I know some people have like friends for school, like if you need someone to rely on for your assignments, schoolwork, or study buddy, right? Or gym buddies, you know, social. Because I know there are some friends that are like super hyper, right? They love being outside, they're extroverts, they like being in the clubs and being turned up. So if you if you need those kind of friends, you know who to call to. So it's good to be able to differentiate your friend groups. And I also like what you said, if you're about like friends you can diverge personal information to. It's, I think, especially in this day and time where social media is like, you know, sometimes you just go on TikTok and you see some weird challenges where people are just exposing their friends' secrets. So I'm like it's getting scarier these days. So that's personally I just don't relay like personal information to just any kind of person, and even if it's probably just one or two people, right? Because I know, you know, sometimes people just say it's good to just share your problems, because like problems share this problem solve sometimes, because then you have that weight lifted off you. But then at the same time, you just have to be conscious of what you're saying, letting out. Because I always think of it that what I'm telling you, would it affect me in the future? Because like some people just you know, share information about, like, let's say the business idea, even if you're okay, you're close friends with the person, but then do you really trust the person to the extent you're giving the person details about, oh, this is how much you make, this is how your pain, your like just giving like extra information about yourself to someone, like, your, because don't forget, most people that are friends, they at one point, or there's a time they can, you know, go through like an argument and they become worse enemies, and that's when they'll show you the true color. So just don't trust someone because of the moment, like, I don't know, like your present condition, your present situation. Yeah, so I think that's the best way to answer that, because social media now is like everyone just wants to be like be trending, be the hot topic, and just spending all information. That's why even when I'm having like chatting with a friend and I'm discussing personal information, I'm like, let me call you and let's discuss this. Because, like, sharing this information, screenshots, and it's so sad because, like, you see the same topic every day. And I think at some point people should learn, but it's, like, it just keeps happening. So, yeah,
and aside from social media, like, before sharing something with a friend, you think about it. Is this friend close to another person that isn't, like, super close to me that they might share this information with? So, like, you need to consider a whole lot of things before even, like, can I really trust you as my friend that you wouldn't share any information I give to you?
But you shouldn't even be sharing, like, what your friends tell you to your best friend, because I'm not friends with your best friend. I don't know you.
True.
Some people just see it as a template to start a conversation. No, like, some people, I find it really interesting talking about someone else and something that isn't their business.
I will cut you off. Cut you off. Bye. No, because that's disrespectful. It's my personal information that I trust. I trust you. I didn't ask you, oh, can you please seek a third party? If I wanted to talk to a third party, I would go to a therapist.
That's true. And I feel like that's one thing, like, I would say, like, personally for me, I don't quite believe in yet, like, therapy, because, like, why would I be sharing my business? I'd rather tell my mom, my dad, or my siblings, like, I, like, I don't know, because I understand, like, they are licensed and they have, like, you know, it's a professional setting, right? Mm-hmm. But at some point, let's say you're being sued to court or something, yeah. That's where those information can become public, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, never trust anyone, right?
True.
And I feel like also diverging those information, I feel it's more common when you have, like, close friends. Like, you guys have a close friend group, so let's say I know you and I know, like, we know each other, right? Yeah. Yes, and you pass on information to me, it's just something I can bring up when I'm talking to you. So it's those kind of things that, like, when you have, like, a friend group, mm-hmm. it's easier to just share, like, personal information amongst yourself without, like, knowing, like, it's something that happens unknowingly to some people. Yeah.
Okay.
When I mean personal information, okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be, like, very, like, deep personal to you as a person. So mm-hmm. it could be, like, something that happened to you. Let's say you had a midterm and you told me, oh, it didn't go well. Something like that. It's not, I mean, it's personal to you, but it's not that personal that it's not something you can share to someone else, true. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But then, like, the friend that you now told, I think it's wise for you not to say anything.
Right.
Just keep your mouth shut. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just pretend.
It's something I do, like, when they tell me something, in my head, I tell myself, sometimes I get so excited to tell someone, but I'm like, if they did not tell me to tell someone, mm-hmm. it's not my job
to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really lovely. I love how, like, everybody has, like, different opinions on this. And all right, so we'll take a short break and we'll be right back right after this break to talk more about this topic of friendship. Thank you.
Cause I'm certain brighter days are yet to come. Ain't no question that tomorrow there'll be good times.
Good times. I believe with every beat of my heart.
Cause I'm certain brighter days are yet to come.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hopefully so far we've been enjoying the program. So we've been talking about friendships so far, and the recap of the discussion is it's difficult for adults to make friends, probably because of vulnerability or lack of trust. And Marvelous had mentioned it's important to compartmentalize the friends that you keep. You have friends for, let's talk about the deep stuff. You have friends for, let's go out and party. And Tosin, you mentioned, Victory mentioned acquaintance and friendship, distinguishing between the two. And yeah, I learned a new one from Tosin today, my LOI friends, LOI friends. So yeah, that's a good one. So there are certain places or different settings that you can make friends, right? It's like there's school, mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. church, there's party, there's, I don't know where else.
Social yeah. Media,
yeah. So personally for me, just back to the question, is making friends, is it easy or hard? So initially I said hard, but judging on my personality, I think I'm extroverted, right? I love being in public, learning about people's culture. I love being out there. So I think making friends in like different settings can be easy, but it's also sometimes limited to me personally, it's limited to cultural background. I feel like, let's say, for example, I'm at a party and I see a Nigerian there. I'll definitely want to walk up to the person first before anyone else, because I feel like it's easier to just strike up that conversation because we know what's happening in the country. Mm-hmm. We can speak like native language or something like that. So it's easier to strike up that conversation. And from there, you can. And I feel the it just flows quickly and easily and smoothly. So I feel like events like that, or just not just those kind of events, but like, let's say school events, you know, all those, any social event in general, it's easier to relate to someone from the same cultural background as yourself, because there's, you guys can relate to a lot of things and you're more comfortable and more at ease to share personal experience you feel like the person would have passed through, because mm-hmm. you're all from the same place, right? Yeah.
That's good. And speaking of events, next Friday, 29th of November 2024, which is exactly 7 days from today, is the Afro Retro Party. So that's an event aimed at bringing Winnipeggers together for a night of pure excitement and entertainment. It's taking place right here in Winnipeg at 200 Kenny Street from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. It will be a fun night with awesome music plus good eats from the 90s with DJ DML and DJ Agbara. Food vendors like Odisam's Menu will also be present with tantalizing food. It's an event you don't want to miss out on, and it's also for everyone. For the old, it's a time to reminisce and have fun while at it. For the young but old at art, especially when it comes to music, you don't want to miss it. So the tickets are still on sale. The regular is priced at $30 and table of six at $350. The deadline to purchase tickets is 29th of November 2024. That's next Friday. So for more information about this event, you can reach out to DJ DML on Instagram at TheRealDJDML. And to the listeners of our show, you can also reach out to him and use the code EvergreenPerspectives to get your tickets at discounted prices. So,
yeah. So, just jumping right in, I just wanted to ask this question.
Yeah.
What do you guys think as about friendship as a support system? Because I know we spoke about that, but like on a mm-hmm. personal level, what do you think about having friends that are your support system? Do you think that's the right thing to do, like lay your burden onto a friend, or rather than like more family, like a relative, like your sister, your parents, you know? What do you think about that?
I honestly think it depends on the situation. For example, if the immediate contact to you is your friend, then your friend can definitely be your support system. But then if you have family members that you trust enough, you know, well, you should.
I mean, you should trust.
So family, sometimes you don't trust family members.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if you have family members that you trust enough that you want to like share this certain information with, then they actually should be your support system. But again, it depends where you find yourself. And I think this leads back to the therapy thing you're talking about sharing information with a stranger and actually sharing it with like a relative or someone, your friend, in a way. To me, for that one, I think when you share your information with a stranger, a therapist, for example, you are not bothered about, oh my God, this person, my auntie is going to hear about this information. If I tell my cousin something, I'm scared that my auntie will probably hear about it. Mm-hmm. Or my uncle, and then they will look at you one kind of way, I guess. But if you tell a therapist, someone that doesn't know anything about you, you know, that's like, and again, a problem shared
is half solved.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the burden of whatever it is that person is carrying is, well, not on the shoulder of therapists. Honestly, I think therapists even need therapy. they hear a lot of things, so...
Yeah,
it definitely depends on where you find yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's going to dictate, oh, this my friend is my support system, or like my relative. But then, like, that's what I think. That's my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, and if your friend is your support system, I believe you should also stand in as a support system for them when they need you. So it's like, you do for me, I do for you. It's not you just receiving. You should be able to give as well.
Yeah. Personally, yeah, I will agree with what you said. Like, personally, for me, like I said, it depends on the information I need counsel on. And most times, like I said, I know who my friends are and I know who will better assist me with whatever I'm going through at that time. So let's say I need help with an application for a job or something in a company or, you know, in a particular field. I know maybe friends that... Another thing we didn't talk about is networking, you know, because sometimes you just have friends that are good at networking with you, right? So it's like, I know that's it's gonna be a conversation for another day, but like, yeah. So I feel like Personally for me, I do have friends for... I'm sounding like I have friends for different things.
I mean, it's true.
True, yeah. True. So if I need help with, let's say, an application, I know, like, who to call. If I need friends for, like, personal... Because I don't... I'm not like a person that's easily vulnerable to just kind of... to just anyone, right? I feel like, for me, I just... I'm not really open to just any kind of friend. So most times, if I want to be really, really vulnerable to someone, it's my sister I call. I don't just call my friends because I feel like 2-3 years from now, I don't know where our relationship is going to be like, and then you just go online and say, oh, this is what happened. So yeah, we're not doing that. So most times, if it's more like professional help I need, more academia help or those kind of things, I know the friends to reach out to. But more emotional support, I always reach out to my family members first. And then if I think I need more help, and then maybe I can just put it out there for a friend.
So they don't talk in third person, so they don't even
have
to. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do that sometimes, actually. I'll be like, what do you think if this happened to this person?
Okay, but honestly, I think, like, we all need to actually work on, like, being vulnerable with people. Like, we need to actually start giving some people the benefit of the doubt. True. Not all. Like, maybe test your friend with something trivial. Like, be vulnerable with something that, if this information gets out, it's not the end of the world, right? And then just test them out on that, and then see, oh, okay, you didn't tell people this. Okay, I can trust you one more. Right? Because too, I don't know, I just think, like, everybody out here is just scared. Everybody's just scared of getting their hearts broken. Nobody wants to go on Snapchat and you see your life story on there.
Right.
Like, just, yeah. I don't know. I think we all need to work on it. Yeah, just be vulnerable.
It's more of like, I think it's the trauma of what we see every day online. Because sometimes I'm so shocked. I'm like, even if I'm not friends with you, I don't think it's something I'll just go out there and, like, let the whole world know. Because I, even sometimes roommates, because I've seen, like, on the news where, like, they were friends, and then because they were not, like, there was an argument or something, then the roommate, I think, used her toothbrush to, like, scrub the bathroom or something. I'm like, oh my. And it's so funny because, like, not only did she do that, but she came online to say it. I'm like, don't you think your roommate is going to find out?
That's not a friend, right?
It's very bad. So, and another thing is, like, also sharing. I think that this, especially this part of, not this part of the world, but, like, this generation, I feel like sometimes when you feel like maybe your friend is doing better than you in some certain areas, you become jealous. And then that's the kind of thing you don't want to feel like, oh, you're progressing while your friend isn't. So that's why sometimes people tend to hide those kind of, like, let's say, especially with business, because I've noticed most times disagreements do happen due to, like, let's say, transactions, like business transactions and all that. So that's where people tend to hold their guards down, like, you know, sorry, hold their guards up. Just to, like, to be sure to protect those, like, sensitive information, so it's not just to anyone. Yeah.
And I also believe, like, everyone has it at the back of their mind that we are all humans. We might be good today, laughing, being the best of friends, but, like, we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe I'm going to do something to you that's going to really hurt you, and then you're going to take up your human form and do the worst thing ever that I could ever think of you doing. And, yeah, so that's why everyone's, like, being careful. Yeah, we're good right now, but can I really trust you? In 10 years, can I trust that you still have this information and you haven't given it to someone else, or you wouldn't use this information against me? So...
Yeah, I like that. That's the truth. We're all human beings. That's like. But anyways, thank you guys for joining us. So to our listeners out there, we just want to know what your stance is on this. Check out our Instagram page at Evergreen Perspectives. We have a poll right there. That's the question I started with at the beginning. It's easy making friendships. Is it easy? Is it hard? It depends, and it's something you've not thought about before. So let us know. And so this is part one of the discussion, and then we'll talk more about it in part two. But then, Victory, you have some
cells. So like Lashia said, I think just a few tips on, like, you know, making, like, friendship, or, like, because I know sometimes people think about, you know, have, like, it's one thing to have a friend, and also another thing to maintain that friendship. Because I know some of my friends can testify. Once in a while, I do ask them, like, is there anything you feel like I can improve on as a person towards you? And most time people say I don't really check up on them that often, which is true. Because I feel like sometimes if I don't have you on my immediate checkup list, I easily tend to forget you. So sometimes it's those kind of things that you can to maintain a friendship, just try and, it's just like when you have like feedback reviews, like just ask your friend, like, how do you, like, is there anything you want to like let out? Like, is there anything you feel like I can do better in, like, what area, what perspective, or like, is there anything I've done? Because sometimes, and I think I'm that kind of person, if you, like, let's say you do something wrong or you offend me in a way, I don't usually let you know, like, out there. Like, I just give you signs that, you know what, I won't be as close as we were. But then, so then you can read the signs and ask, right? So not everyone is upfront about, you know, like, opening up to you that you did something to offend them, right? So I feel like it's something you can just check up on your friend and ask, oh, did I do something wrong? Did, you know, is our friendship going okay? Is there any way you think I can do better in, like, what area, what perspective? And, yeah. And another thing is, making friends is not a requirement. Everyone is different, because I know sometimes there's that pressure of, oh, I see this one has 20 friends and I only have 10. Like, just focus on what you think you're gaining from those friends. And friendship is not a relationship. It's a relationship, but it's different from, like, your spousal or, like, your boyfriend, girlfriend, like, couple relationship. It's different. Because then you're because people don't know that you're actually contributing something to the person. Likewise, they to you. Because it's just like when that saying that, show me your friend and tell who you are. Because I know sometimes people get influenced by what their friends. That's why I am more picky on the kind of people I bring close to me or to call my friends. Because I'm like, I might not get into it now, but in the future, I might find myself suddenly attracted to it. So just know that you don't necessarily need a friend. Like, it's not a requirement to just pick anyone on the street to make a friend. Mm-hmm. Just take your time, take your process, just try and adapt first, because you need to know who you are before you can let someone else know who you are. Because if you are not confident, if you are not, I don't know what word, if you are not straightforward, if you are just, like, not opened, people might find it hard to connect to you. Mm-hmm. And that's who you need to be as a friend. Because if a friend is not able to easily conversate with you, it's like you're giving off that off, you know, that push away vibe. And that's, I think that's one of the few tips I would say for now. So okay. Yeah,
it's all right. I mean, there's going to be another time where we actually continue this, because the topic of friendship is
very broad.
Yeah. Like, so I mean, thank you guys. No, there's no one way to friendship.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you for joining us. All right, see you guys next week on Evergreen's Perspective. Same time, same station, 101.5 FM. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend, everybody.
Bye.
End of May or early June, this picture perfect afternoon we share. Drive the winding country road, grab a scoop at a la mode, and then we're there. An open field that's framed with trees, we pick a spot and shoot the breeze like buddies do. Quoting songs by our favorite bands, telling jokes and no one understands except us two. And we talk and take in the view. All we see is sky for forever. We let the world pass by for forever. Feels like we could go on for forever this way. Two friends on a perfect day. We walk a while and talk about the things we'll do when we get out of school. Bike the Appalachian Trail, or write a book, or learn to sail. Wouldn't that be cool? There's nothing that we can't discuss, like girls we wish would notice us, but never do. He looks around and says to me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be, and I say, me too. And we talk and take in the view. We just talk and take in the view. All we see is sky for forever. on a perfect day. And there he goes, racing toward the tallest tree. From far across the yellow field, I hear him calling, follow me. There we go, wondering how the world might look from up so high.
One foot after the other,
one branch then to another. I climb higher and higher.
I'm on the ground, my arm goes numb. I look around and I see him come to get me. He's come to get me, and everything's okay. All we see is sky for forever. We let the world pass by for forever, buddy. True friends on a